You're tuned to The Record. I'm Steve Scheer. Today is the deadline to sign up for health insurance through the Washington State Health Exchange, or is it? President Obama extended the deadline to 11:59 p.m. December 24th. So if you want to be covered starting January 1st, you still have one more day to sign up. Richard Ondizica is the CEO of Washington Health Benefit Exchange, here to answer our health coverage questions. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
We learned today that there is the automatic one-day extension built into the federal government's health exchange. Does Washington State website have that same softer deadline now?
No, we haven't changed our deadline. So people need to be aware it's for the federal states. It's not for Washington State.
How many people have signed up so far in the Washington State Exchange?
We've got over 35,000 that I know of right now. We're still collecting a lot of data because there's a lot of activity over the weekend, and we're continuing to see lots of traffic this morning.
What's the total number that you are hoping to get covered? What's the expectation, the projection?
Well, we had some early projections and up to 130,000 by January 1st. We're hoping for 100,000 by January 1st. If we can get that, we think that's a really good number.
You think you can get that with just 35,000 at this point?
So we've got a whole bunch of people in the pipeline still that have shopped and have selected a plan, and they just need to pay. So we're trying to remind people to go back in and make that final payment. But it is still a lot of people that are in the system trying to get through.
You know, people are nervous. Can they get back onto the website right now? It was down this morning. What's the status, and what impact does that have on the deadline?
So we were down a little bit overnight, we came up a little bit later than usual because of some of the maintenance that we're doing. But we were up, I think, about 7:30 a.m. We've been up all day. We've been seeing lots of traffic. We've had, I think I just got a report that up to 6,500 users at one time on the system. So we expect the system to be working well. It's worked well all weekend. And so we're very pleased with how it's performed over the last few days.
It was performing well earlier. What's caused the recent problems?
Oh, we've had a series of issues that have come up, different things at different points of time. We've done root cause analysis. It's been different threads that have come through. So it's not one thing that's been causing the issues.
What's happened overall? We're a smart country, and yet it seems the government was not able to create a website that to meet the needs.
Well, this was a very complicated process. States had a little bit more time than the federal government did to create their websites. But even then, it's still a very complicated process with lots of moving parts, lots of agencies on a state level that need to have the systems all coordinated at the same time. And we had a short time frame.
Won't it always be complicated? I mean, does this point us to a fundamental problem with the Rube Goldberg contraption we built here for healthcare?
Well, healthcare itself is fairly complicated. This is not, you know, this includes a lot of different things around determining eligibility, and then making sure that we had to verify people's income, and then allowing people to shop for plans, at least on the qualified health plan side. So there's a lot of complications and a lot of moving parts to building this, and a lot of interdependencies with other systems.
You sound positive and hopeful about the system, but you're hearing a lot of people expressing, well, horror. What do you say to them?
I know people have experienced some difficulties getting through. We're working through them and improving the website all the time. We do have lots of people that have managed to get through and are working through the process. What we've done is assured people that if their application is started by tonight and they have gotten stopped by something that has created an error in the system, we will do everything we can to get them through if they would like to have coverage effective January 1st.
If people miss the deadline, what can they do to still get insured and not face a penalty?
Oh, they still have till the end of March to get coverage. So there's still plenty of time around the penalties to get coverage.
So what does this deadline mean in terms of a person's coverage?
This deadline is for January 1st coverage. The deadline is December 23rd. Again, if the system stops them, we will do everything we can to pull them through and give them the option to have coverage on January 1st.
So there might there be some people who will be uncovered between January and March who otherwise have been trying to get into the system?
It's possible. We're working through all the system issues, and we expect to be able to get everybody who wants coverage January 1st through to allow that to happen.
Richard Ondizica is the CEO of Washington Health Benefit Exchange. He's talking about some of the deadlines facing those people who are trying to sign up for health care coverage in Washington State. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
This is The Record.